You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Friday. Joining us every Friday is our dear friend, Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, darlings. We got a note. I love your notes. I don't find this to be criticism. I find it to be really constructive. Mm. I keep mispronouncing the name Jennifer Garner. I put a D in it. Jennifer
Gardner.
Like a gardener with green thumbs.
That's fair.
And our friend has let us know that it is Jennifer Garner.
No D.
I'm not good at names, Corey. For a long time, I was calling you Corey Andrews with an S, like Julie Andrews.
I didn't want to say anything, but
no, you must say. Don't be, honestly, everybody, don't be shy about saying stuff, because it's really helpful.
Yeah,
I don't take this stuff as like a criticism. I take it as an opportunity to grow and get it right. So Jennifer Garner. Hello, hello, hello.
Well, listen, remember the, oh my gosh, I can't think of his name, but the guy from Sex and the City, remember? He went nuts
Chris
on me.
Nuff. Oh, yes. Garson. I remember when you interviewed him.
Ooh. And he, well, no, because remember I just had his name wrong by mistake.
Yes.
And he went, and it ended up in page 6 because he came for me. He was like, get my name right, girl. I was like, oh my gosh. Willie Garson.
Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friend? It is
tea time.
Tina Turner's cause of death has been revealed just one day after she passed away. So the music icon, and we can use that term officially with Tina Turner, died on May 24th of natural causes, her rep has said. She was 83 years old. She died in her mansion, her $76 million mansion, near Zurich in Switzerland. Goodness knows, she worked her tail off for many years.
And she did.
She earned every single penny. So I'm glad that she was enjoying it. Her rep previously said that she had been battling a long illness, but didn't go into details.
Yeah.
I have a few stories here that I just want to share. Prince William noted that simply The Best was one of his favourite songs. And get this, Princess Diana used to play it in the car when she was driving the kids to school.
Oh, wow.
So William said he would get nervous going to school with the new kids, so Diana wanted him and Harry to know they were simply the best.
Aww.
And he said they would play that song on the drive to school with their mom singing it, screaming it
at the top of
their lungs. Aww. He said it eased his nerves when he arrived at class. Also, too, Tina Turner told Cher and Oprah that she was ready to die after battling a long illness.
Hmm.
Cher said, she once told me, I'm really ready. I don't want to put up with this anymore.
Oh, wow.
Cher added that things were so bad towards the end that Tina had a dialysis machine in her home. Also to Oprah, who was a very close friend of Tina Turner. She mentioned in a separate interview that the proud Mary Hitmaker expressed similar sentiments. Rest in peace, Tina Turner. What do you think about her as a musician, Corey? I know you're a musician yourself. Did she have any impact on you?
Oh my goodness, yes. Because I'm more of a soul-influenced rock artist myself. So that rock and roll component that Tina Turner brought to the table, it was an inspiration for me as a black man. Because, you know, we want to rock too. We're not all singing R&B and hip-hop, right? And Tina Turner was a rock star, but she was also older. She was this anomaly, like a rock and roll grandma in a way, because I was like a kid when she first came out, but she was 40 years old already.
Right.
So what? Big influence. And I just love her to death. I love
her. People forget that when she really hit her heights of success, she was 44 years old, which would be unheard of today.
Yeah.
You couldn't get on the charts today.
No, not even on the radio.
No, radio would not play you if you're 44 years old. And that's when she really was just taking off. So I love her. I've been playing her music a little later on in our show. We have a poll about your favorite Tina Turner song. So think of yours, Corey. Don't tell me just yet. But we'll get to that a little later on in the show. Okay, moving along. Britney Spears has reunited with her mom after a long, long feud. So Britney reunited with her mom, Lynn, after Lynn asked for a reconciliation. So we've seen photographs on TMZ of Lynn. She was driven to her daughter's home by an Uber. So she arrived in LA, went to Britney's manager's house, and then took an Uber to Britney's house.
Wow.
Spears and her mother spent about 20 minutes, half an hour, not that long, together, and Britney's husband Sam was present. Sources close to the Spears family is saying the mother and the daughter have been texting each other lately, and Lynn is, quote, committed to making it right with her daughter. So they've been exchanging text messages. This has been a really rough relationship. At one point, Britney really went after her mom very, very aggressively, saying it was actually her mom who came up with the idea of the conservatorship and not her father. She broke her silence late last night. Britney took to Instagram to address the visit, saying that they're trying to make it right. This is really sweet. Quote, "My sweet mama showed up at my doorstep yesterday after 3 years. It's been such a long time." She shared this with a beautiful throwback picture of herself as a child. She added, quote, "With family, there's always things that need to be worked out. But time heals wounds." And after being able to communicate what I've held in for an extremely long time, I feel so blessed we are able to try and make things right.
Wow, that's amazing. I just don't trust either of her parents. I'm sorry. I'm like, they've been through so much, but her parents have always seemed to me to be a little predatory. You know, the money, it's always about some sort of, they need money for something or payments for something, and then they'll love her.
Right.
It's weird.
Wouldn't it be lovely if they can put the money to one side and actually have a relationship that isn't based on cash?
Yeah.
I'm praying for this. I know through members of my own family and friends, people that don't make peace with their family. I'm not saying you've all got to be the best of friends, but people who have not made peace with their past in general, not just their family, can never be happy in the present.
So true.
And so I want Britney to be happy now, and I don't think she'll ever get there unless she really deals with this awful, traumatic past. And I love the fact that Britney is telling us she did talk to her mom and she got this stuff out that she'd been holding inside for a really long time.
Yeah.
It is good to talk about stuff, even the bad stuff, my friends. I know it's awkward. I know it's embarrassing. I know it's uncomfortable. But when you tell the truth, when you get it out, you can start to heal. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Britney Spears has reunited with her mom after their really 3-year feud. It's been going on a really long time. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey, what have you been working on?
Yes. Well, you know, back to Tina Turner, our rock icon goddess. Tina Turner said she always had a crush on Mick Jagger. Now, she made this big revelation just 1 month before her death. And in an interview with The Guardian, she actually said that he was her celebrity crush, Mick Jagger. Can you imagine? So she says, I loved when we toured with the Rolling Stones. Now, of course, Tina Turner passed away at age 83 on Wednesday, but she revealed this to The Guardian. Now, Jagger and Turner, they shared the stage a handful of times, but their most important performance was at Live Aid 1985 at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
What an amazing show, and what an amazing performance. So it was at this UK stadium where the rock star, he ripped off Tina's skirt while they were singing It's Only Rock and Roll. And it's an amazing moment because she had that killer body and like a leotard and a bodysuit. But Tina recalled that night in her 2018 memoir, and she wrote, he looked over at me. I was wearing a tight-fitting black leather top and a skirt, and I could see a naughty idea forming. Does that skirt come off? He asked, and I said, what? And it was then that Jagger said to Turner, I'm going to take your skirt off. I asked him why, but it was too late to talk it through because Mick had already made his mind up and it was done. So, but it's a great moment. I know it sounds a little crass, but it was all showmanship. It was all fun. And, you know, she was prepared for that moment.
She was prepared. She'd consented. She knew it was going to happen. And then she ripped his shirt off.
After he took her skirt,
it was such a moment. I've been reading so much about Tina, the first woman, the first black woman to ever be on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Mm-hmm.
I read to an amazing story where she credits David Bowie with her career. So after she lost her record label, after she broke up with Ike, she couldn't get a label. Nobody wanted to sign a 40-year-old woman, a black woman. It just wasn't going to happen. So what happened is David Bowie signed his record deal, and the night that he signed the deal, actually signed it, he was going to go out to celebrate with all the executives, but he cancelled. He said, oh, I can't come because I've got tickets tonight to see my favourite performer, Tina Turner. He brought all the executives with him, and that really helped. Tina, I love that.
I didn't know that.
Isn't that amazing that David Bowie was the one that helped her out? She said people really rallied around her. Plus two, let's be honest, we all loved her, but within side the music business, she was adored. She was a musician's musician.
Yeah.
Everybody was in awe of her talent. Not just the public, not just the people that bought the records, but the people that made records.
To
be around Tina was just a privilege. Hey, moving along, this story about Vanderpump Rules has been really exploding. Yeah. I don't really watch the show, but I watched a little bit of the reunion. It made me very uncomfortable, but I did watch it. Now Ariana has revealed exactly how much money she's made since the scandal broke.
Mm-hmm.
So she was asked by Andy Cohen, he asked her outright, how's your merchandise going? She started up a sandwich shop with a friend. They sold about $200,000 worth of t-shirts, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm told too that she's in talks to do Dancing with the Stars.
There's talks
of endorsements.
Of course.
She literally went from pain to profit. These reality stars know how to make a dollar, but get this. This is where she's really going to make serious money. So this show rated huge. It was sort of like not quite The Housewives. The Housewives was Bravo's big franchise. Now, I would argue Vanderpump Rules have eclipsed The Housewives. It's the number one show on the network. They all made about $25,000 an episode, but now they are renegotiating their contracts. And I would guess that Ariana is going to get herself a big fat raise.
Oh my goodness. Of course. You know what? It reminds me of the first season of The Jersey Shore, when those kids had gotten signed for $28,000 an episode, and by season two, they were making $1 million per episode.
Wow.
It's very that.
It's amazing, isn't it? Bethany Frankel, I was friends with Bethany the first 2 years of Housewives, not so much now, as you all know. But back then I was. Bethany told me she made $17,000 for the whole season, not per episode. The whole season.
Wow.
That's all she made. And then these ladies went up to make a lot more than that. Hey, moving along, what's Whoopi Goldberg have to say about American Idol?
Yeah, you know, Whoopi Goldberg, I love her, but she's just becoming like this sort of like cantankerous lady every now and then.
She's a little prickly.
Yeah, she's like, get off my lawn, you crazy kids. But anyway, Whoopi Goldberg has been trashing American Idol in an awkward exchange. She recently actually had an awkward exchange in which she trashed American Idol on the View. Now, she was forced to backtrack, though, after trashing the show, and she called it the downfall of society with an awkward exchange with her producer of the show. Now, Goldberg was talking to her co-host about a recent Netflix documentary that dwelled on the final days of Anna Nicole Smith's life when she came to the conclusion that, you know, society likes to be judgy. And Whoopi says, people watch these shows because they make them feel better, she went on. I think that we, as a society, love to watch stuff just to judge folks. And then Whoopi revealed the exact point in time that she believes audiences became too quick to pass judgment.
When?
She says, you know, I've always thought that the beginning of the downfall of society was with, what's the name of that show? I always tell you that. Now, she was saying this to her producer, Brian Teta. Now, apparently she had been talking to Brian about this before because Brian knew exactly the show she was talking about. And he goes, ABC's American Idol? And the audience laughed as the producer clearly attempted to remind Whoopi that ABC and Disney are sort of the same company, and that's they also are. Who backs The View and produces The View. So it was a clear attempt to come, you know, for her to backtrack. But, you know, basically, I think he was telling Whoopi, like, to cool it, like, don't bite the hand that feeds you. But I think Whoopi has a little bit of a point. You know, Simon Cowell made us very sort of, he turned criticism and judgment into entertainment.
He did. And so, she's not wrong. She's not wrong. I'm not sure I'd bite the hand that feeds me, though. I'm not sure if they're paying my bills. Whoopi gets her check each week, each month from the
ABC.
Same people that do American Idol. So tread carefully there, Whoopi. But I all sorts of love to. She doesn't owe anybody anything. She's Whoopi Goldberg. Say what you think, girl. That's what I think I love about her. But the producer got really uncomfortable.
Yeah, he was like,
I love that he was like, ABC's American Idol, where we are in the ABC building. It made me laugh out loud. And Whoopi, not wrong. Not wrong.
No. But and also, it used to be on Fox originally, we should say. The show was on Fox first from 2002 to 2016. But listen, when I watched the Color Purple trailer coming out now with Fantasia Barrino and Jennifer Hudson as a big Oscar winner, like the early days of American Idol, let's not pretend it did not create some mega stars. Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson. Look, the show did
Fantasia,
what it was supposed to do.
Absolutely. Ruben, I still love him. Clay Aiken.
Ruben's on tour now.
Do you know what Oprah recently said, which I thought was fascinating? Tina Turner turned down the role of The Color Purple.
Yes, I did read that because she was going to play Shug Avery and she didn't want to relive her own trauma as an abused wife. So she said no. That, she was the first choice. Wow.
Amazing. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Yesterday we asked you, what's your favourite Tina Turner song? We have a ton of responses here. The best, What's Love Got to Do with It? Lots of songs popping up. Corey, what's one of your favourites?
Well, I took the poll, but I had to say there were too many for me to choose from. But I do, I love one. My favourite, I think I would say, is one called What You Get Is What You See. And it's a great little rock and roll honky-tonk video and song. Google it.
Yeah,
it's Google
good song.
It. It's gorgeous.
River Deep, Mountain High.
Oh, of course.
So Proud Mary. Who can forget that?
Come
on. Proud Mary.
That's the one.
They're just too many. Thank
too
you
many.
For all the music, Tina. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now
it's time
for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Aww. And it was, you know, with such a nice young lady, Miss Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy, they were seen kissing during a night out with their friends in New York City. They were doing a little PDA at a members-only venue called Zero Bond in downtown New York City. Now, she was on her day off from her tour. Now, Swift 33 and Healy 34, they were spending some time with a group of their pals. You know, people like Zoe Kravitz and Margaret Qualley and Margaret's fiancé, Jack Antonoff. Now, Jack's one of Swift's longtime collaborators. Taylor and Maddie were kissing, the source added, so they were doing a little bit of a romantic moment there together.
Oh, it's adorable. Guess who invited me to see her show on Saturday? Taylor Swift.
She invited you herself?
but her publicist did. So her PR people sent me an email saying, we've got two tickets on Saturday night if you want to come, and they'll be at Will Call under your name.
Oh my God, are you going?
Yeah, well, the answer is yes. But I did for a second think about selling them because you can get like $10,000.
Oh my God.
And you know I'm going to be in a good seat.
Isn't that called scalping, though?
It is called scalping.
Yeah, so okay. Just be careful.
When I get to the venue, if you see me, you've got between the Will Call and my seat to try and purchase that ticket. So if you come running, no, if they're listening, I'm not going to do it. Don't get annoyed with me, Taylor. I can't wait to see you. I think I'm going to go backstage and say hello.
Oh my gosh, stop it.
I know. She's the best.
She's the best. I just love her.
Let's do our naughties of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Fans are scared that Kris Jenner on The Kardashians is starting to look like Liza Minnelli. She does look a little different on the show.
She does.
They say, Michael Jackson, what happened to your face?
Oh my gosh.
It is funny and it does sort of make me laugh, but I do love Liza Minnelli. So let's just say she looks a little different. We don't have to put Liza down. Oh, it's too naughty.
Oh my God, I'm crying. If they can see us, I'm crying right now.
She looks really, really, really strange. I was looking at it being like, oh, who's that? It took me a minute to realize it's Kris Jenner.
So she's having some stuff done on her face?
I think she's had stuff. I mean, we should probably say that. But this just looks so strange.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm Googling.
Google. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. When people don't like you, do this. Leave. You don't have to hang around people that don't like you. In fact, if you're hanging around people that don't like you, what you're doing is filling your time with bad energy and allowing yourself to meet the people who do like you. Find people who like you. Enough with these people that don't. And so that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice. Oh, that's so fun, Rob.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.